Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us. It's September 15th on this Wednesday 2010 transmission. I got a call last night. Joe Rogan, host of Ultimate Fighting, is in town, and he was inviting me tonight to see the UFC. And I said, hey, why don't you come in the studio and get his view on politics and, quote, conspiracies? And Eddie Bravo, who is a jiu-jitsu master, he's also going to be in studio with Joe today. So that's coming up in the third hour because they're here in Austin, Texas. So we look forward to talking to both of those guys. I've known Joe for 12 years now. Time certainly flies. News radio, Fear Factor, movies, many other television shows. He had, of course, his own television show on Comedy Central, The Man Show. And, you know, Joe does a lot of research on the whole global government system. But I want to get his take on the fact that humanity has got such advanced technologies and they're just accelerating at a light speed rate, and that our civilization is in a lot of danger. So we'll have a discussion about that with Joe and some other things as well, and I'll ask him what he thinks of the UFC as being the modern gladiatorial event. And what, 20 years from now, 10 years from now, the way things are getting more extreme, will they have battle axes in there hacking each other up? We'll be discussing that. And also, I agree with Joe on his views about total desensitization. In fact, last night I was talking to my mom, and she was discussing her grandmother back in the 60s, was over at their house, and she saw I Dream of Jeannie, and she was just shocked by the fact that the woman's navel was visible. And now, you know, you can make fun of people who are shocked by things like that, but civilizations have been wild and decadent and crazy before, and people figure out, hey, we better control this to some level, or it causes society to collapse because it's a slippery slope. Now look at media. Now look at the culture. People see millions and millions over their lifetimes of simulated murders and deaths and torture. And every time I go to a movie to analyze it, I'm not really a fan of really violent films just because I realize how serious it is, unless it's in a serious context. I would have liked to have been in the theater when The Road came out a few years ago. I saw it on DVD and was profoundly affected by it because I've studied so much history. I know how accurate it was dealing with cannibalism and deprivation. I would wonder if people would laugh and giggle at inappropriate things while watching that movie. Because when I do watch other violent films and children are being kidnapped and killed, people laugh in the audience. It's not an uncomfortable laugh. They think it's trendy and cool to think all of this is cute, and it's because they have disassociated themselves from reality. Now, somebody who's shocked by images of violence and death, someone, you know, setting themselves on fire or blowing their brains out, you know, there's real footage of that out there on the web. Back in Vietnam, people were shocked by the image of children who'd been napalmed with their skin burned off. People were shocked by the image of Vietnamese police, you know, blowing a man's head off in the street. But now people are like, big deal. They laugh about it. And they think it's cute. And it's because, A, they don't know history. B, they don't have common sense. And C, they haven't experienced trauma. And this has all been done by design so that when your neighbors are being abused by the jackbooted thugs or when the CPS is taking your kids, even your own family isn't going to be shocked by it and just accept that bad things happen, because the mind sees all this simulated violence on television as real. And so it can't differentiate. between fact and fiction.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, it happens more and more. I get up in the morning and I do a couple hours of research, and then I come into the office and my producers and crew are all doing their own research. So I've got my own stack of news and they give me another big stack of news, and I sit here and I read it and I look at it, and even I can't believe how brazen it all is. And I'll go back to Bloomberg yesterday before I get into all the new news, where Prudential and others had secret agreements in 1999 with the Department of Veterans Affairs to not pay death benefits on policies that were paid for by the families and supplemented by the Pentagon, and they just keep the money. And in the news articles, that when they report on it, they say, is this okay? So they just set the precedent that, oh, yes, we make fake bin Laden videos. Those were fake on the news that we put out over and over again. The CIA comes out and admits it in the Washington Post. And, oh, yes, we are helping grow the opium in Afghanistan and protecting it. Mm-hmm. AP, Reuters, Fox News, CNN. And, oh, yes, we're telling you core exit is not bad for you and there's no health problems from it. And, yes, we're telling you the dust at Ground Zero is safe. And, yes, we're telling you DU is safe. And, yes, we're telling all pregnant women, you must take the flu shot this year. When on the insert of the regular seasonal flu and the H1N1 shot that they're now combining, they admit, don't take this if you're pregnant. That's always been 101. How many medical doctors have we had on this show? Sherry Tenpenny, MD, Blaylock, MD, and brain surgeon. I mean, I don't need a doctor to tell me this. I can read the stinking insert. But this morning, all over the news, I wasn't even looking for it. It was full court press. Women, if you're pregnant especially, get out and get the flu shot or it can kill your baby. When it causes all sorts of autoimmune disorders, brain damage, retardation in utero, and they admit that that's the case. Miscarriages increase, tenfold increase in seizures, Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy. I mean, it's all admitted. And it's like these drug ads that you hear. Having trouble having to go to the bathroom every few hours? That's not natural. Take this. It may make you have a heart attack, give you brain cancer, make you psychopathic. I mean, you see the ads. Restless legs. Are your legs moving at night? Well, yeah, because you don't exercise. So you're not exhausted. So you have trouble going to sleep. Instead of them saying, go march up and down the local hills in your area or go for a jog or at least walk the dog three times around the block and then you'll be ready to go to sleep. They say, we've got a drug for you, restless legs. It may cause wild gambling. They actually say it may cause compulsive gambling. It may cause you to become sexually wild. Take this drug. I mean, what? It's absurdist. It's like every day is the Twilight Zone with all of this. It's the Twilight Zone to have the private Federal Reserve in the last 2 years, in the Bush and now Obama administration, the New York head of the Fed, the chairman of the Fed, the Treasury secretaries, they get up before Congress and they all say, I'm not going to tell you where the money is. And the senators and House members say, where's the money? Kucinich, Paul, Stern, they all ask the question, where's the money? Issa, where's the money? Where's this trillion? Where's that 800 billion? Where's this 3 trillion? And they just say, I'm not going to tell you. Just like 6 years ago, Rumsfeld is before the Armed Services House Committee and they say, okay, $2 trillion was missing when you came into office. Now it's $4+ trillion. Where's the money? And he goes, well, let me consult the, at the time, head of the Pentagon Office of Budget, Dr. Chu. We played this clip many times. Dr. Chu. And Dr. Chu says, we're not going to tell you where the money is. And then it's like watching gangsters up there, and they just say, we're not going to tell you. We're going to do what we want. How we want. I mean, we're so far down the road of just bonkers insanity. It's like DynCorp was caught in 99 and caught in 2000, 2001, 2002, right through to last year. BBC, Chicago Tribune, major news articles that when I was reading them, I couldn't even believe it, that DynCorp's been caught in Eastern Europe and wherever they have military bases running giant slave rings, white slavery, that's sexual slavery. Every time I say white slavery, I get emails going, don't you care about black slavery? White slavery is sexual slavery, nothing to do with being white. But these are predominantly white women. And then I find out, I know how much I don't know. And then about 6 months ago, I get a phone call and an email because she was listening to the show from a researcher. And she says, Alex, you didn't know that in most states, the biggest private contractor for CPS is DynCorp? Catherine Austin Fitz called me and sent me the info. And then I just searched DynCorp CPS contracts, and they're the biggest contractor in Texas. And they're running the child kidnapping here, but through just the cover of, oh, we're protecting hurt children. But then every day I see articles from Texas to New York to Florida, California, Michigan, every day. Sometimes not every day, but then I'll see 3 in one day. I mean, on average, it's every time I look at news, scanning through it, where there's a crackhead woman that the CPS knows isn't feeding her 4-year-old who weighs 15 pounds and the girl dies. Or there's some white trash person pulling their child's teeth out with pliers and they know and don't stop them. Well, they don't want a crackhead baby. They don't want some white trash baby. They want middle class, healthy, blonde haired, blue eyed babies. That's why if you a good-looking wife and you're a good-looking man, and they know your kids are what the adoption agencies get, in some cases, $500,000 for, and they get a cut of it, your child could have a crooked toenail. They're gone, and DynCorp is a-coming. I mean, again, all of you police out there and FBI and the rest of you who are compartmentalized, I've got the news here today where they're getting ready to start taking federal employees' pensions, state employees' pensions. I mean, do you think if DynCorp can publicly kidnap kids nationwide through color of law fraud and then openly pure kidnapping overseas, not even the pretense of color of law, do you think if they killed 1 million-plus Iraqis in the last 7.5 years that they care any more about you? If they'll take the death benefits and have an agreement, a secret agreement with the VA to tell people to sign up for these and not tell them what the fine print says and steal their money. I mean, what's next? See, we have to understand, I have to understand the psychology we're all under, because I tend to say we're in Iraq, we're in Afghanistan. No, we are not. The corporate Borg that's taken over our government is in control of our military. It's dismantling our Bill of Rights and Constitution that protects us from tyranny. And now the sky's the limit. The bottom has fallen out of this thing. And we, all of us, need to get it through our heads. This is not our government. The world government is real. It is oppressive. It is murderous. Its end game is set up a high-tech police state grid, bankrupt everybody to get us into the system, and then start carrying out even more obvious sterilization and euthanasia. I mean, do you think we just got up on air all these years and just made up death panels? I mean, now Bill Gates is out saying death panels are good. And there's, after they get everybody into a government healthcare system, now we've all got to, quote, share instead of expanding the pie. They say, hey, we could hire 10 teachers or fire 10 teachers, but we got to kill one grandma to do it. And they put that image out and that message out to all the government workers, telling them, hey, big cuts are coming. If you want to keep your pension fund, if you want to keep your health care, if you want to keep your job, you better get on the bandwagon to not give people over 60 insurance-paid LASIK procedures to fix their eyes. You better get behind dehydrating people who can talk. They strap them down and kill them. That's the Wall Street Journal. Wesley Smith, he's a top lawyer, works with Ralph Nader. He's a liberal. Kurt Nemo's got a big story on this coming out in the next 30 minutes, where they name the names of people who are paralyzed chest down, who the family signs them over to government custody, and they come in and start shooting them up with morphine and tie them down to their bed and dehydrate them over 14 days. The media used Terri Schiavo because she looked like she was brain dead so that she could be the poster child to have the debate about. So, oh, well, they just killed that lady who looks like a vegetable. When meanwhile, the news won't give major attention to the fact that they've got death panels where people actually in the Netherlands and in some of those other Scandinavian countries north of there actually have bracelets and tattoos saying, do not kill me. I mean, they kill people, ladies and gentlemen. They kill you. They deny you care, and that's what these bioethicist boards are all about. And everybody's so shocked. I'm getting all these emails. Alex, you were telling the truth. You know, now they admit death panels, and it's all over the news, and they're saying how great it is. Well, of course it's in there. That's what these bioethicist boards are. They play the part of God. And if you know, the first people to be killed in Nazi Germany in 33 through about 39 before the war started, they first started euthanizing old people because they were a national socialist, and they said, well, the public's having to pay for your health care and tax money, and so we're just going to kill old people and retarded children deader than a hammer. And then it moved on from there. And they sell it as, well, we don't want to pay for these people, and you're having to pay for it. Meanwhile, the money, the lion's share of it's been stolen by the banks. And so they're selling you on the idea, if you want to have a good economy, you've got to go along with death panels. But I haven't even gotten into the news. It's off the charts. It's all coming up after this quick break. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 15th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1270.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1304.27, $652.14 for a half ounce, or $326.07 for a quarter ounce. That's $1304.27, $652.14, or $326.07.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The main point I'm trying to get across is this. We, the people of this planet, are on the same team. Even if you're compartmentalized and work for the system and oppress people, you are expendable. And this system is so corrupt, so evil, it boggles the mind how brazen and naked they are in their openness. And can you imagine what's coming next? Things are out of control. Now, let me just read to you some of the headlines. I'm going to go through it. This is the type of news we have today. This is just one stack of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 stacks. In fact, you can give me a document cam shot. I can show everybody this. Reid adds controversial immigration measure to defense bill. This is what we warned of. We told you they were coming back with amnesty, that it would be added to the defense bill. And before they leave for the recess, they are planning to completely legalize all illegal aliens in the country and basically bring in unlimited numbers of their family. And this has been openly announced by Harry Reid. He doesn't care if the polls are almost 90% against it. He doesn't care if it's treason. He doesn't care if the states are going bankrupt. It doesn't matter. They plan to do it. That's one article. Huge. Here's another one. You know about MIAC Homeland Security reports. There's literally scores of these. Well, Pennsylvania Homeland Security puts anti-tax protesters on list of terrorist threats who they believe may attack the infrastructure. And they say that by trying to cut taxes, that threatens the infrastructure, threatens the government. I thought we the people are the government. And so they're listed as terrorists. The Pittsburgh Tribune Review reports Pennsylvania Democrat Governor Ed Ronell is deeply embarrassed by the disclosure that Senate Homeland Security officials have designated anti-tax protesters and other folks exercising their First Amendment rights to petition the government as a threat to the state's infrastructure. I'm appalled by the information that was disseminated. He said, let me make this clear as I can make it. Protesting is not a threat against infrastructure. Protesting is God-given American right. Pennsylvania paid a Philadelphia-based nonprofit $125,000. So all they do is go get a Southern Poverty Law Center ADL list. They take the police intelligence files, and then they integrate it together and get a $125,000. This goes on. They've got these little watchdog groups in every major city, even in small towns, and they get big cash, big state and federal and private foundation, Ford Foundation money to run around and brainwash the police that patriots are bad. Pennsylvania paid a Philadelphia-based nonprofit $125,000 to compile the list as part of a state Homeland Security federally mandated mission to protect public infrastructure. And it just goes on from there. This is a big story at Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo. Pennsylvania Homeland Security puts anti-tax protesters on list of terror threats. And we got the same reports out of Texas 6 years ago, listing gun owners, veterans, as the number one threat. But because it was Bush's administration doing it, conservative media wouldn't pick up on it. Now that it's Obama, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, like the Who song says, it's like, oh, my gosh, Obama wants to go after conservatives. Folks, you've always been the enemy. Again, I would watch conservative pundits on Fox and listen to them on the radio read from reports that I had. They didn't tell you they were reading a report, but I'd read the reports. We'd covered it here. I knew they were reading federal demonization scripts. Whoever's loading their teleprompter is a globalist. I mean, they're getting a direct government propaganda feed. We know they're bad. It's open and shut. And all these years, we put these reports out over and over again as they were leaked to us. And it would never get attention because it was George W. Bush and why he couldn't do that, why he's taken all our rights to fight men in caves. So that's two articles out of probably 100 here or more. Gold prices touch another record high today. All-time record high of yesterday broken again. Gold fever strikes mom-and-pop prospectors in the West. It's now profitable to be prospectors again or even pan for gold. Here's another one. Retirement on hold. American workers, $6 trillion short. And it goes on to say, yeah, we're going to raise your retirement age and start taking part of your pension fund. CNBC. Here's another one. States cutting benefits for public sector retirees. Yeah, they're going to end up taking most or all of your pensions. And so they tell the police and the code inspectors, oh, we've got a big shortfall. Go out there and squeeze the public. You're going to get screwed, too, in the end. You're going to get cheated. You're going to get nailed to the wall. Here's another one. Chinese think tank warns U.S. it will emerge as loser in trade war. We're going to go over all of this when we come back. And of course, the big news... Christine O'Donnell, demonized by Karl Rove and the neocons. They're very upset that she won. And they're saying, hey, you know, basically the Democrats better. I mean, this is outrageous. We'll talk about it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone. Whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct Pre-Price Increase Special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Let me get straight into this Karl Rove Republican situation. Here is the New York Times today. GOP leaders say Delaware upset hurts Senate hopefuls. Now, they basically said the same thing about Rand Paul. They sent in Cheney to campaign against him. They put all their money behind the Republican establishment pro-bailout candidate. They demonized him, just like the Democrats are now doing. And he's widened his lead against the Democrat in the last few months since he won the primary against the Republican. But they said the same thing. Oh, people extreme like him, and then they lied about what he really stood for, he can't win. And so they create this self-fulfilling prophecy of, oh, you can't vote for that candidate because they can't win. And now the Republicans are creating the hoax with the Democrats that all these different real Tea Party candidates who actually, you know, are against the out-of-control spending, the banker bailouts, and the rest of it, that they're bad and that they can't win and you need to go for establishment Republicans, the same Republicans that are for more banker bailouts, the same Republicans that under Bush four separate times tried to pass amnesty, the same Republicans like Newt Gingrich who want global carbon taxes and want world government. And the hoax intensifies. I have the transcript here. We're not going to play the entire clip, but it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in an article that Paul Watson's written, Anti-Establishment Fervor, a Hammer Blow to the Washington Elite. But here's a transcript from Fox News from last night. Karl Rove questions Christine O'Donnell's serious character problems. And then I have the quotes here. They're saying because it took 20 years for her to pay off her student loans, that is deceptive. Again, these serious questions about how does she make her living? Why did she mislead voters about her college education? How come it took nearly two decades to pay her college bills? I've seen numbers of upwards of half of many college students now not paying their loans because they can't. She paid them off. How come it took nearly two decades to pay her college bills so she could get her college degree? How did she make a living? Why did she sue a well-known and well-thought-of conservative think tank? Rove. But we also can't make progress if we have candidates who've got serious character problems who cause ordinary voters who are not philosophically aligned with us to not vote for our candidates out of concern of what they said and what they will do. I mean, you've got Republican and Democratic House members that go to Congress worth a few hundred thousand dollars, and they leave a decade later sometimes worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, sometimes billions of dollars in some cases. In every case, their net worth just skyrockets because they're paid off. They're given business deals and business offers. And one of the most classic payoffs is they will buy a piece of property dirt cheap, and then someone will buy it for three, four, five, or even more times what it's worth. And they've got all these other little inside sweetheart deals that make Hillary Clinton's cattle futures scam look like child's play. So they're going after this lady saying she didn't pay off her college loan for 20 years but did pay it off. And she had an $11,000 unpaid tax bill because she didn't have it in 2005. And the IRS put a lien on her. No judge, no jury, no proof. The IRS just sent her a letter. This has happened to us, saying you miscalculated by $5,000 on your taxes. This was 3 years ago. So now penalties and interest, we want $15,000. That's happened to yours truly. Pay it, or we're going to seize your bank account. And if you don't pay quick, they put a lien on you. Then they seize your bank account. This happened to this poor lady, and then she ended up paying it later. Meanwhile, you've got Geithner not paying taxes for 5 years completely. You've got large portions of the Congress not even paying them, period. You've got record numbers of White House staffers and White House officials and czars not paying taxes, involved in all forms of corruption. But none of that's an issue. No, the issue is this lady had a lien thrown on her by the IRS because the IRS said she owed some money. I pulled up the numbers. It was a couple thousand dollars, but for penalties and interest, they wanted $11,000 from her and slapped a lien on her. Slapped a lien on her to get it. And now, oh my gosh, because this lady had a lien on her, this is, what's the quote that he uses over and over again trying to hammer into your brain? Serious character problems. Now, I don't know this lady from the side of a barn, but the fact that the system is attacking her, the fact that the system is demonizing her, the fact that they have the Republicans and Democrats coming out against her, I mean, that tells you all you need to know. And Sarah Palin endorsed her. She's endorsed Rand Paul. I mean, you've got to commend her on that. I think she's far better than Glenn Beck. I mean, I know what Glenn Beck is. I'm not really even sure about Sarah Palin. I know she's been hooked in with Kissinger, and that's not good. But, these people run in those circles. But the fact that she endorsed McCain, see, that balances it out that she's bad. Point is, time will tell on this. You've got really the establishment Republicans doing everything they can to make sure that real patriotic candidates who were anti-private Federal Reserve, who were anti-globalist, who were anti-banker bailouts, do not get into political office. And she's got a good chance of winning if people realize, and the polls show they do, that when someone's being attacked by both sides of the fake political spectrum, that is a certification that they are at least better than what the establishment is trying to push. And now that she's won the primary, and they've had a bunch of other upsets as well, against establishment Republicans in the primary, and establishment Democrats are losing in the primary every time they have primaries. I mean, it's just scores of races every time they have these primaries the last 3-4 months, showing that voters are really starting to get sophisticated. And they're not going to just get conned by the Republicans. They're not just going to get conned by the Democrats. That's why there's record numbers of people not donating to the Republican Party, the RNC itself, who then disperses it to who they want. They're donating directly to candidates. And that's what got Karl Rove so upset. He wants that money. He wants to be able to control that and put his people into power. And so we can have somebody like George W. Bush, who's for amnesty and all this police state stuff and issuing all these intelligence reports and police training, demonizing people that want to get rid of the Federal Reserve or real conservatives that want to get us out of wars like Ron Paul because we're going bankrupt and they're immoral. So that's what's going on here. And you're going to hear from Tea Party candidates about getting medical care for the 9/11 responders. You're going to hear from Tea Party candidates criticism of Veterans Affairs signing secret deals with insurance companies to steal their death benefits. You're going to hear about the private Federal Reserve and the New World Order. You are not going to ever hear that out of Karl Rove and people like him. They've been there all along trying to co-opt the libertarian, constitutional, Christian movements, you name it. They've done everything they can. And so let's go ahead and play a short clip of Karl Rove really demonizing this poor lady and just repeating that talking point over and over again that she has serious character problems. And then when you actually go find out what those character problems are, he just uses that term. When you actually find out what they are, it took her 20 years to pay off her student loans, and she had an $11,000 lien on her from the IRS. No due process. They just slapped it on her. Here it is.
You know what? If you vote for cap and tax and you have an opponent that says they wouldn't, then they have a choice. They have an option. So I think it was very substantive, very based on issues, very based on the voting record of one and the promised voting record of another.
You know, again, you're making my case. This was about Mike Castle's bad votes. It does conservatives little good to support candidates who, at the end of the day, while they may be conservative in their public statements, do not evince the characteristics of rectitude and truthfulness and sincerity and character that the voters are looking for.
But I think
she doesn't show rectitude. This is a guy up there, high and mighty, saying, I tell you who has rectitude. I tell you who is morally good. I tell you, who you could vote for and who you can't. I'm the grand poobah. I'm the high priest. I'm going to tell you, Republicans, what you can and can't do. You need to stay on the Karl Rove reservation because I am morally of high rectitude. This is the guy lying about WMDs. This is the guy caught red-handed framing a Democratic governor in Alabama on record. They just framed him, sent him to prison. He was released. This is a guy involved in every dirty trick you can imagine. And all these sycophantic rhino Republican supporters like going to these events because they paid $5,000 to go to a dinner with George Bush and Karl Rove, and they feel like they're part of the power structure. And they go pose like a bunch of parrots in a tree, in this whole pecking order. And Karl Rove's their friend, and they're smart Republicans, and they've been co-opted and scammed for decades, and they want to be suckered again, and they're going to listen to him because he's got so much moral rectitude. This is the White House writing torture memos saying they could even torture people's children with pliers in front of their parents. And even if you think that's moral and good, which obviously it's not, is it moral to then send the private contractors and military people in Afghanistan and Iraq who followed the orders to torture when it finally came out that the White House had ordered it? And we had the memos, the Gonzales and other memos, and Rove was involved defending it. The Gonzales and John Yoo memos, they then sent a bunch of these people to prison. And then Bush comes out 2 months ago and gives a speech saying, I'd order torture again. And all these guys on Fox, I've seen them all, say that torture's good and that Jack Bauer's a great patriot and we have real Jack Bauers that are keeping us safe. So they're up there defending it and saying you're a hero if you torture. But by golly, we're going to order you to torture and then send you to prison when you do it. I mean, is that moral? Even those of you that have a torture fetish and think that's tough. I think that's what the good guys do. But you also have double think. You know, it's bad when the North Vietnamese or the North Koreans or the Chinese or the Russians or anybody else tortures, but it's good when we do, because we're the good guys. Yeah, we're the good guys. We're not running anything. Get that straight. See, these yuppies think they're part of the power structure. We invaded Iraq to bring democracy and get the WMDs. We are the big, tough Americans. We are the idiots that pay for all this for these offshore corporations that run our country. We're the idiots being taxed into oblivion. We are the fools. Just like those troops and contractors, a lot of them sadists, a lot of them were hired out of the federal prison system as prison guards who had records of torture and abuse. You know, they like it. But the point is, this is the oxymoron contradiction of hypocrisy to the 10th power. Okay. I've gone over that. Here's another article today. Veterans sue CIA Army for experiments at Dietrich and Edgewood. And it goes into what they think of you, the troops, and what they think of you, the police, and what they think of you, the bureaucrats. They hate you. You understand that? They fear you. They give you all this illegal, unconstitutional power to abuse the American people and brainwash you that it's for good reasons. And then they've got to keep you in check, though, and they prey on you statistically more than anybody else because they need to police their own attack dogs. You're out there in the doghouse. They're getting ready to put you on half rations financially, and a lot of you just love it. A lot of you, though, are starting to wake up. Now, I want to shift gears into another subject before I go back into the economy, and then I'm going to take phone calls next hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I want first-time callers today, though. So notice we're getting a lot of regulars in the first few round of calls. I want new listeners to be able to get in or people who've never been able to get in. 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. But I wanted to get into this little stack of news first. If the guys will give me a document cam shot, I'll show the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers this article. You can also go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and read this article by Paul Joseph Watson yesterday. Kurt Nemo's got an expanded, detailed report that just went up seconds ago at InfoWars.com. It's titled Bill Gates Death Panel, Tip of the Iceberg. That's the newest report by Paul Joseph Watson, Kurt Nemo, and Alex Jones. We've all worked together in the last 3 days to write this research piece. And it gets into a whole spectrum of information. How they're taking over our original healthcare system. How they're about to get rid of charity care, which all citizens are entitled to and are paid into by regular people that are purchasing healthcare at the full price, and all these giant Rockefeller tax-free foundations that for decades, actually more than 100 years, have been operating as a profit center and not giving people the charity care they're supposed to. It gets into how doctors were trained until just about a decade ago to have the Hippocratic Oath. That's now not given. Doctors were trained that 25% to 33%, depending on the state, of the work they did was to be free for charity care. Ron Paul has talked about that as a medical doctor. He worked for, depending on where he worked, he did this because it was what he was supposed to do, $2 to $5 an hour on top of his practice. But he would go a few days a week and do that, just like my father does. And they're getting rid of that where you've got to go on Medicare and Medicaid, and now that's the death panel where they get everybody's wealth socialized, and then they say, look, you're having to pay for all these old people, these sick people, these mentally retarded people. We want to go ahead and euthanize them. And that's what Bill Gates is saying. He's saying, you know, we call this death panels, but they play us off against each other. Are you for laying off 10 teachers, or are you for killing granny? And that's what all this deals with. So there's two reports, Bill Gates death panel, tip of the iceberg. That's the big report. And then there's the report yesterday by Paul, the real story behind Bill Gates and death panels. Two separate articles. We can save a lot of lives, educate a lot of people. Most folks don't know that you're working, you know, and you're making $35,000 a year or so. You can't get insurance because you've got a pre-existing condition like Crohn's caused by vaccines, or epilepsy caused by vaccines, so many of these issues, or a thyroid problem caused by sodium fluoride, off the charts, or diabetes from the corn syrup. They're now renaming it to corn sugar to be deceptive on the labels because they know you're wise to them, conclusively just giving you cancer, growing cancer, giving you diabetes. You go in, you get early onset of brain disorders that are now have. People are getting Alzheimer's at 30, 35. You suddenly get denied your insurance. You try to go in and get care. And they say, oh, we'll put you on Medicaid. Then they start denying that, or Medicare, for older folks. And now you're not going to have a choice to go get charity care because they're phasing that out under the system. You understand? That's what this government takeover of healthcare is. The hospitals don't want to provide charity care. See, the illegal aliens know about this. That's why they have ads in the newspapers in Mexico from the U.S. hospitals because they want the federal funds. Come here, have your baby, get on free welfare. It's all free. Now, a citizen shows up and you want free health care. They call the CPS, try to take your kid. Oh, you're destitute. You can't pay your bills. You shouldn't be having a baby. That baby's going to be blonde hair, blue eyed. We're going to get $400,000 for that. Be right back.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You see, the globalists are eugenicists, and they want to bankrupt you financially, get you into their social welfare net, so they can then force vaccines on you, force drugs on you, and run you through their eugenics mills. This is what they're doing. And this report by Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, and yours truly, Bill Gates Death Panels, Tip of the Iceberg, is up at Infowars.com. And I'm asking you to get this and email it out to everyone you know, because the people perish for lack of knowledge. And it's got Bill Gates admitting, hey, we're going to basically kill Granny. We're not going to give her medical care, and that'll be able to let us hire 10 teachers instead of firing 10 teachers. And they're selling this idea that we are a cannibalistic society that doesn't build new things and make things better. No, we kill people. We cut services. That's how you get ahead. No, that's how you destroy a civilization. They want to consolidate power. They want to destroy the industrialized society. This is their stated eugenics goals. Gates isn't just supporting and funding death panels and the promotion of them. He's promoting vaccines that sterilize you, eugenics, plants that grow vaccines in them so you can't escape the vaccines, mosquitoes that deliver vaccines to you. His father was on the board of directors of Planned Parenthood. He is a monster. This isn't charity, the $100-plus billion he's gotten together with other billionaires. This is global government. This is their passion. So we're going to have a new search term today. We haven't done this in a week or so. We're going to have a new search term. We're going to make number one today, thanks to all of you. This will be the 21st search term we've done. Every time it's become number one. Google search the term Gates Death Panels. Gates Death Panels with an S. Gates Death Panels. Just search those three words in Google, in Yahoo, in every major search engine. Do it over and over again and send the story out to everyone and click on the story. And it's already the number one link. If you type in Bill Gates death panels on Google News, it's our story's already number one. Paul Watson's article from yesterday. And so we're going to push this out as the number one search term, and then hundreds of newspapers and blogs, as you've seen, will then go click on our story to find out what it's about. They'll research it. They'll write about it. It'll cause another chain reaction. So Bill Gates is who we're going after today, and the search term is Gates, G-A-T-E-S, Death Panels. Gates Death Panels is the search term, and that will send people to the detailed article, Bill Gates Death Panels, Tip of the Iceberg. So Gates Death Panels is the search term today, and I can't impress on you enough. I mean, obviously you know how important this is. And we've got some videos from Sunday where I broke this down, also there for people to visit the article where they can see where I go over this information again for people who like to watch videos instead of reading. That's a large portion of the population. We're just trying to reach out to people and do what any good neighbor would do and warn people about what's happening. Because if I don't warn people about the tyranny they're going under, I'm going to go under that tyranny. A lot of selfish people think, oh, I don't care about anybody. Why should I warn people? They're all dumb. Who cares? Well, if you just give up on humanity and just give in to corruption and capitulate to corruption, it's over. They'll start telling you core exit isn't bad for you and asbestos isn't bad for you. And they'll start taking the dead veterans' insurance money and keeping it in deals with the government. Bloomberg reporting. They'll let dying core run around and kidnap your kids. They'll take your pension funds. The sky is the limit here. There's no end to what these people are capable of and what they've already done. And they always do it in a philanthropic, charitable way. Oh, everybody's, oh, they're so good. Oh, the Rockefeller Foundation that owns and controls most of the private hospitals through different sub-companies. Oh, aren't they sweet? Oh. See, they set up this whole charity care system and keep most of the money for themselves. Now they just want to get rid of that completely. Have the government pay them Medicare and Medicaid to basically kill your butt. So that's what socialist health care is, and that's what we've got. It's death care. The death panels are real. It's all exposed. Bill Gates death panels, tip of the iceberg. Search the term Gates death panels.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.